It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You. The KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show. 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day, and welcome to a wonderific Wednesday. It is April the 10th, 2024. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower in downtown Bullhead City. You heard the phone number in the intro, 234-343-1065. And you can call in any time. You write it down. You might want to call in tomorrow. You might want to call in next week. In a couple weeks, we'll get the sheriff in here. Friday, we have a judge in here. You might want to call the judge. So write down that number. Area code, because when you have a tower, you have your own area code. 234-343-1065. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host for the next hour. And a couple things to tell you about before we get to our guest. There's a blood drive tomorrow at River Valley High School from 9:30 to 2:30. If you want to give, make an appointment. They get you right in and right out. Call Vitalant. 877-258-4825. Just write that number down, too, because you give the gift of life about every 13 weeks. Friday is the Bighorn Calcutta in downtown Lake Havasu City at Iron Wolf. If you want to get involved, call Gary Reynolds, 928-716-8182. And if you want to play golf on Saturday for the Bighorn MCC Scramble, in Havasu at Iron Wolf, 8 a.m. in the morning, call Gary Reynolds, 716-8182. In Bullhead City on Saturday, Farmers Market, Community Park, 9 o'clock. Call the Recreation Department if you have questions, 928-763-0158. And then, of course, Make Bullhead Better is doing a sewing class on Saturday. They're going to make diaper bags. Okay, you have to bring your own machine, and it's at Hope United Methodist Church on Raymar Road, 9 o'clock until 2. Questions, call Grace, 928-444-2896. And finally, on Saturday, is the Duck Pluck at Community Park, 11 a.m. You can get your tickets and get involved by calling River Fund, 704-0039. Not tickets, you get your ducks. Because it's all about winning cash. Let's change up the tunes and welcome our guests. And I'm going to start with Cynthia Irving, only because I know her. And I'm going to let her introduce her two guests that she brought with her.
Hi, my name is Sydney Irving. And this is, we have Tressa and Teresa with us. We're from Chicanos por la Causa. It's CPLC. It's easier to say, but okay. We're here in the community.
All right. Put the microphone in front of your mouth. You can't talk without it. There you go. And now this is Spanish. So is this a Spanish program or what?
No. It's for, when they became a organization, it was Mexicanos for a cause is what that means.
Okay.
So basically they're for a cause. It is a multi, I guess you would say.
Families.
For families, yeah. So it's multi, racial or ethnicity. Like, it's open for everybody.
Okay.
It's not just for the Latino, Mexicano
okay.
community.
Okay. Right. And let's talk about the services that you provide now for families.
So we're focused on strengthening families through tools and resources funded by First Things First. So we're in the Mojave County area. It is a statewide agency, but our program is specifically in Mojave County, and we provide.
So when you say statewide, you're talking about First Things First?
Yeah, no. Well, First Things First is statewide, but the program that we're in is Mojave County. So okay. Chicanos por la Causa is statewide, but the program that we work is just Mojave County, and we're funded through First Things First. We provide family support and coordination and resource navigation. So when you have families, especially ones that are struggling, they get a list of resources from like the DES office. We're able to help them through referrals and stuff and navigate that, because it can be stressful because you don't know which services each of these agencies have. And that's right. where we come in, because we're able to navigate that for them.
Okay. All right. And is it just the navigation part that you participate in, or do you help families in other ways?
We help families in a variety of ways through the community. We help with housing, transportation. For example, we had a family that was a week from being homeless, and we were able to work through a partner with WACOG to get rapid rehousing and help them find a place before they became homeless. So we were able to prevent that homelessness for that family. So that's like a big example. And honestly, with our services right now, that seems to be the largest issue within Mojave County, is people are not finding affordable housing or, you know, safe place for their families.
Well, and people have said that there's a lot of families that are one paycheck away from homeless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're not working and you're not getting your check each week, you could be homeless.
Yes.
And, you know, all a family needs is to be in a wreck and somebody be, you know, mm-hmm. out of service for a couple of weeks. And the next thing you know, that they're forced to be homeless. Are you serving all of Mojave County?
Yeah, we do. We serve all of Mojave County, all the way into White Hills, Dolan
These two
Springs.
Ladies put headsets on, and I know. When I look at them, they have to speak up.
Yeah, they...
Okay.
So, Tressa, you can go ahead and tell them what areas that you serve.
Right now, I am serving Bullhead City,
right.
Fort Mojave, but we work together collectively. So when I have somebody that contacts me, if one of these ladies are busy, and let's say they're in the White Hills or Meadview, then I could be a point of contact to bring them into our program. Again, we're a nonprofit, so it's free to that family. And I work with them until I can get them to, let's say, like Sydney, if she's working that area. So we all work specific areas, but we work collectively
okay.
to carry the cases.
Okay. So you're working yeah. all of Mojave County?
Yes, all the way out to Meadview, Truxton, Valentine, like all over, even the little tiny. The only places that I believe that we aren't touching is Peach Springs, and that's because First Things First has their own program for the tribes. So when it comes to like Mojave Valley, Bullhead, Fort Mojave, Topoc, all of these little places.
Are you working with the schools? Are you getting some people that are referred to you by the schools saying, mm-hmm. Little Jimmy came in today and said him and Mommy stayed in the car last night, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, we actually had a family from Dolan Springs that was referred from the actual school to us. And we do get families from the schools. We work with the school districts, and we pass out flyers and explain our programs to each school. We've gone out to Truxton and all of these different places. Okay. But, yeah, we do work with schools.
And who runs your organization in Mojave County? Just the three of you?
Uh-huh. Just the three of us right now. We're, you know, planting roots. We also just opened an office this week. It's 631 Beale Street. So we're right next to Child and Family Services, Support Services. So
that could be good. That could be bad.
Well, it's good. We've already made a connection and partnership with them, so we're going to work hand-in-hand with them.
And I think when it comes to the Department of Child Welfare, they would like to do everything they can before bringing that family in under their umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they would like to see the family succeed with you guys mm-hmm. in your programs
yes.
and you help them rather than them have to take kids and put them in foster care
yes.
or anything like that.
Yeah, because the idea is to prevent that kind of situation, because I believe collectively as agencies that we have here, the idea is to keep a family together and strengthen them and empower them to do better, because it keeps from mental illness or trauma or, you know, stuff that's going to follow kids into the future. So the idea is to keep them together.
And I believe that we have a lot of businesses out there that still want to hire people daily
mm-hmm.
that are looking for employees. Mm-hmm. Are you trying to help some of these people also get a job?
Yes. we help some of our families. You know, obviously in the area, felonies is a big issue. So we have a list of employers that we contact to help some of these, you know, parents get jobs that are felony friendly, or we'll work with them, say they're in rehab, we'll work with them as rehab or anything like that. So we have all of these resources that we can directly contact them with to keep them from falling through the cracks.
Okay. Arizona at Work, one of those resources?
Yes, yeah. We do. We actually have a CPLC employee in Arizona at Work.
Oh,
so,
in
yeah.
Arizona, yeah.
Yeah, so we work hand in hand with them as well.
Okay, good. All right. So for the public, how do they get in touch with you if they have questions about, you know, how to reach out, or if they know somebody that, you know, complains a lot about their job or their family situation, mm-hmm. and they're on the brink of homelessness, how can they get in touch with you guys?
So we have a group email. It's familysupport@cplc.org.
Okay.
So they would email that, and then we would be connected to them through we would call them or email them or whatever, you know, works best. And we do see families in office, but it's by appointment because sometimes we're out in the field. We're doing events. Obviously, we did the Coney's event with
right.
you. So it's really by appointment because we can't be there all the time.
Right. Now, you have an office in Kingman. What yes. are you doing in Bullhead and Havasu?
So in Bullhead and Havasu, we're mostly remote. So it's like hybrid remote. We're still hyper remote as is, even though we have an office. The office is kind of like for a home space for us to bring families that are like, say they're in a domestic violence shelter and they have to have, you know, that safe place. You can't meet them in the community, obviously, because,
right.
you know, of certain risks. So we have that spot and that option available for them.
Is there anybody here loaning you space for these meetings? No,
no, we mm-hmm. usually meet in parks or in their homes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, go ahead.
Something that's really important, and I always make it a point to let families know, in times of struggle and in times of need, they may not be able to go to an office and or location. Mm-hmm. What I value most about the position that we are in is we go to the families where they're at. It could be Oatman. It could be the White Hills, Valentine. It could be here in Bullhead down by the water.
Right.
We want to come to them, make it as easy and accessible as possible. There is no need for them to have to jump and run through resource after resource because that can be taxing and stressful, trying to navigate and go to different agencies for assistance.
Mm-hmm.
We want to come to the families, and that's an important benefit that our company and our program allows us to do, which is why we're in the field. It's not because we have to be. It's because we want to be. We want to come and meet the families where they're at to make it as easy on them as possible.
Okay. How many families do the three of you, are you the three of you managing today at this time?
I'm pretty sure we have up to like 37 families as of
38.
Okay. 38, yeah.
We do have some of the family units that came to us struggling, whether it be that they needed a vehicle fix or they needed a house. And they've since, because we are only a 90-day program, we condense everything down within that 90 days to meet that family's need.
Okay.
I have some families that have graduated the program because they now have a house or a vehicle or a good paying job that they needed, or they've been relocated.
How long have you guys been in Mojave County?
October of last year, yeah.
Oh, so fairly new.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're 20 past. Let us take a break. We're going to come back and chat with you ladies some more. If you have questions, 234-343-1065. Give us a call. We're here. We answer the phone.
Warmer weather brings out scorpions, sun spiders, and other creepy crawlers. Nobody wants a spider bite or scorpion sting, especially your children and your pets. Barron Pest Solutions can help prevent bug bites and stings. With a monthly scheduled treatment plan indoors and outside, you'll rest comfortably knowing your pets and children are safe. Barron certified technicians know the proper products to use and the correct way to treat your home or office. Call Barron Pest Solutions today, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club Restaurant, Spa, Fitness Center, and the pool are always open to the public. The fitness center is completely remodeled. Brand new equipment with Pro Maxima equipment. Open 7 days a week, 8 to 8. Spin bike center, yoga, weight training, cardio exercises, and steam room success. All for only $50 a month. Open to the public, Bullhead City's newest fitness center at Laughlin Ranch. Call 754-4050. Sign up now at LaughlinRanch.com.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City introduces the new Ultimate French Toast Platters menu. Enjoy your choice of four new great combo platters. Check out the Banana Nut and Caramel French Toast Platter or their Strawberry Cheesecake French Toast Platter. How about a Lemon Blueberry French Toast Platter? Or try the delicious Chocolate Covered Strawberry French Toast Platter. Eggs and bacon on all platters. Available now at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery.
Hi everyone, Cody here with 66 Auto Sales. Spring into savings at 66 Auto Sales, Mojave County's most trusted pre-owned vehicle dealer for over 49 years. Our commitment to customer satisfaction sets us apart, ensuring you have a smooth and enjoyable car buying experience. With a wide selection of high-quality pre-owned vehicles, great financing options, and friendly sales staff, we make finding your dream car a breeze. Visit us today and experience the 66 Auto Sales difference.
Get your tickets today for the Great Duck Pluck, supporting River Fund's efforts to help people in the tri-state area dealing with crisis or emergencies. Adopt a duck or a whole flock and come watch the action at 11 a.m. Saturday, April 13th on the Colorado River at Bullhead Community Park. Get tickets at riverfundinc.com for a chance to win cash and prizes. All proceeds stay in the Colorado River region.
A public service message from the Radio Central stations, KJJJ 102.3, KNTR Talk, and KNTR Sports, AM and FM.
You know, we had Mike in here Monday from Riverfront. He was talking about all the judges are going to be in duck costumes. So I'm going to go down there Saturday. I just want to see Toby Cotter walking around in a duck costume. That's at the duck race, the duck pluck on Saturday. And speaking of 2.0, is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. You want to enter the world of healthcare? Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire you and train you to become a certified nursing assistant. Yeah, you don't have to go to college, but you end up with a college certificate. How cool is that? And you make more money with that college certificate. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, hey, they have a post-acute rehabilitation. They do physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who needs those services, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, oh, the fitness center, is totally remodeled, brand new, all new equipment by Pro Maxima Equipment. Open 7 days a week, 8 to 8. Spin Bike Center. They have yoga, weight training, cardio. Yeah. Oh, and a steam room. You know, want to open up those pores afterwards. Yeah. $50 a month. And it's open to the public. And it's Bullhead City's newest fitness center. Sign up now at LaughlinRanch.com. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. If you have an emergency, you want care quick. And if it's something like a heart attack or a stroke, every minute matters. That's why you want to choose a hospital that's equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here and ready to serve you 24/7. Learn more at westernarizonaer.com. All right, we're back with the three ladies. And one of the things that they said off air was you guys are in more states than just Arizona.
Yes. So I believe we're in eight states, including okay. Arizona. But we have, what is it, Arizona? 11 states. Sorry, the girls
okay.
corrected me. But, yeah, we have, like, Texas, California.
Nevada.
Nevada. Okay. Yeah. So we're, I'm not exactly sure what exact states, but those are the ones that I directly know.
Okay.
We also work, we got approval to help in La Paz County. So if there's people in Lake Park or area and stuff, we can also help them until we hire a La Paz person because there are families that need there. So that is also an option if anybody's listening from La Paz.
So if anyone's listening in the La Paz area and they're interested, what's the requirements?
So the requirements are with child to 5 years old.
I think it's great that I look at her like she's going to answer my question.
Yeah. So it's with child to 5 years old. And that's the first things first program that we are in. So it's early childhood. The idea is to strengthen them through early childhood so that, you know, they go on and do good things. I mean, that's what everybody wants for our community. We want the youth to, you know, grow, and they want our community to grow with the youth. So the most important stages are pregnant to five, and that is what our, you know, our our program encompasses. And if you, so say you are a pregnant mom and you have a child that's 8 years old, we still can help you.
Okay.
We'll also bring that child in and help them as well with the resources and stuff that we encompass them in.
Well, I think the world today wants to turn things around. They yes. want to have less prisoners in mm-hmm. incarcerated. They want to have less people in rehab. Mm-hmm. And so if more and more of these things can happen in early childhood, you know, and start them off right, because we all know that we have a lot of parents out there that are very young parents and probably weren't ready yet to have children.
Right.
But next thing you know,
there's a baby.
There's a baby. Yeah, it does happen. It really does work that way. And so these type of services that are going to help them are valuable to them. Mm-hmm. First things first is too. You know.
Yes. Yes, and it is. It really is in the developmental area of you know, up to 5 years old. That's where you know, you have children that have trauma, extreme trauma in between there, and then they go on into their adult lives with addiction, you know, right. mental health issues, and we're really trying to stop that or at least minimize it by having programs like this to strengthen.
One of the programs that we offer through First Things First is parenting classes, mm-hmm. Assistance with building relationships, healthy, happy, productive relationships with your children.
Right.
A lot of these young parents don't have access to that information. If they're struggling in school, we can help the parents, any parent, navigate to get that child the help that it needs to progress with their education instead of falling behind.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Like tutoring and stuff, tutoring services. And
so if someone's listening in La Paz or Mojave and they're thinking, this is a program I would like to get involved in, there's not a number to call, it's just go to...
It's just the... Let me go ahead and read it off again. It's familysupport@cplc.org, and that links us up with them.
Okay.
And then from there, we call them from our phones.
Okay. All right. So there's not an 800 number or something for the state?
Not at this time.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's different.
But we possibly could work on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that would be normal, you know?
Yeah, having an office number that we could check would probably
yeah.
be normal.
Or the 800 number that somebody can, you know, then refer them to the
right.
correct care.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, all right, ladies. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good information. And, again, it's just an email, which is?
familysupport@cplc.org.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming in. And we're going to stick around. We're going to have Ed Catafimo in here and a brand new principal for the high school for Desert Star Academy coming in next. Brand new principal. Yeah. He just hatched. And a brand new school. Stick around. We'll tell you more right after this.
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky.
Are you still looking for fast, reliable internet? Look no further. There are nearly 23,000 members in Mojave Electric Service Area who now have access to 100% fiber-to-the-home internet from TWN Communications. Signing up is easy, and there are no installation fees. Visit twncom.com/Mojave. That's twncom.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to check availability in your neighborhood.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Whether it's your home or your business, it's time to elevate your online experience with 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. We provide fast, reliable service for household and enterprise solutions for companies. Visit twn.com/Mojave. That's twncomm.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that Fast Care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit WesternArizonaER.com.
This is our town, the place we call home. Hey, this is Devin with Dr. D's Gourmet Creations, and went to go visit my old chemistry teacher one day, and I saw he was making jerky, and I said, why don't we try selling this? And ever since then, we've been trying to create these awesome scientific experiment creations. Dr. D's helped me become a business person, is what I've always wanted to actually do, and my old chemistry teacher gave me that opportunity, and I'm so thankful for it.
This is our town, the place we call home.
You can hear KNTR talk numerous ways on the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.5 for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Needles, and Havasu Heights on translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KNTR talk at KJJJ HD2. Go to KNTRTalk.com for audio streaming and on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KNTR Talk, the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perla Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. MEC and the Arizona Electric Power Cooperative need your help with a full understanding of the proposed Mojave Energy Park in Fort Mojave. The generation and transmission of reliable, affordable energy is still in the planning stages, so it's going to take some time for them to, you know, figure out exactly what they're doing and how they're going to do it. And all the details and all the permits and all the good stuff. Well, they've created a website. The Arizona Electric Power Cooperative has created a website for you that, you know, that want to know more information. Go to MojaveEnergyPark.com and you can see all the information that's available. If you still have a dying question that you just can't get answered in the website, call 928-763-1110 and ask for public affairs. Barron Services, professionals in pest solutions for your home. Oh, yeah, all day long. Protect your family, your kids, your pets from ants and bugs and crickets and creepy crawlers and, you know, other things that we don't want in our kids and dogs playing with. Yeah. And your business, of course, because you never wanted a customer to see a bug run across your floor. Needles, Mojave Valley, Fort Mojave, Kingman, Bullhead City, and Laughlin. That's right. They can all be bug-free at your home or work right now. Quality experience and family. Call Parent Services at 928-758-5499. 66 Auto Sales. Hey, is it time to get a better car? Or truck? You need a vehicle for a teenager, maybe, that just got a license? Well, 66 Auto Sales is the largest pre-owned vehicle lot in Mojave County. And they've been sitting on that corner of Route 66 in downtown Kingman for 50 years. Yeah, think they know what they're doing? 50 years? Some families just go there every time they want a car. They just buy from 66. Makes it really simple. Two doors, four doors, vans, trucks, four-wheel drive, economy cars, SUVs, luxury cars. What do you want? You can see the whole selection right now at 66auto.com. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery introduces the new Ultimate French Toast Platters. Yeah, enjoy banana, nut, and caramel French Toast Platter. Or how about strawberry cheesecake French Toast Platter? Oh, how about lemon blueberry French Toast Platter? Or, this is, just sounds good to me, chocolate-covered strawberries French Toast Platter? Oh, yeah. All available at Perkins in Bullhead City. All right, now in the studio, our friend Ed Catafimo. And you brought your brand new, out-of-the-jar, spanking new principal for your high school.
Yes, Mr. Jesus Osuna.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
How exciting. So the high school starts next semester for the new year.
In the fall, yes.
In the fall. And it's going to be located where?
So we're going to be located right next to Desert Star Academy. Okay. So the one that's currently in Fort Mojave. I believe it's Highway 95
Right by the library.
Yeah, very
nice. Okay. All right. So you're going to be in that building adjacent where the library is currently.
Yeah. We currently have about three classrooms there now. We do our weights class and our music classes there.
Okay.
And when Redmond moved over into their new building, we're taking over his old
Okay,
area
it's
as
sweet.
Well.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll be able to add a couple more classrooms, and then of course the new gym we'll be adding. There's classrooms there, so we'll be having classes there
okay.
as well.
All right. And now, do you have principal experience, or is this your first school with principal?
So I've been in education for about 10 years.
Okay.
This is going to be my first full principal position. I've been an administrator as an assistant principal, athletic director for about 3 years now. So I am really excited. This is my first full year as a principal, and I'm very lucky that, you know, that they gave me this opportunity.
And you're at Desert Star now.
Yes, I'm at the middle school right now as the assistant principal.
As the assistant principal mm-hmm. for Ms. Barton.
Yeah, with Ms. Barton.
Okay. All right. Great. Yeah. I hate to say this, but so we have enough kids at the middle school that you need a principal and assistant principal?
Well, that was part of when I got hired, the idea was that I was going to be going in there to learn the culture, to learn about the teachers. Last year, we actually hired some of the high school teachers to also work at the middle school so that they could transition over to the high school when the high school was finally, you know, built and approved.
Because I remember a conversation that we had when our studio was across the river with one little Miss singing star from Desert Star Academy who was whining that you didn't have a high school.
Yeah.
Is she pleased now?
She's not whining anymore. She's very happy.
Yeah, because she was like, oh, I've been going here my whole life, and there's no high school, and I don't know what to do. But that's been solved.
Yeah, very exciting times at Desert Star Academy. And they've been in existence now for 10 years and started out with pre-K and just moved up and up. And this high school is actually something that the parents wanted.
Yeah. Well, sure,
so
yeah.
This was
well, and as you drive down 95, you can't help but see this monstrous gymnasium that you're building. I mean, it's taller than any gym in Bullhead, isn't it?
It's going to be beautiful. Yeah, it's, and it'll also have a full culinary, so we'll be able to do home ec classes and culinary classes.
Okay.
The weight room will Brandy be in there.
You want to talk about who you hired to do that, the culinary?
Yes, yeah. we can actually announce that now. Chef Pinkard, Craig Pinkard, is going to be joining us next year. He's really excited about it. He's got this amazing experience, obviously, already. He has a following of scholars and parents that, you know, just want to continue to work with them and have their scholars work with them as well. So
right.
he's all on board, and he's got some great plans for
I talked to him last week, and he seems to be pretty excited about moving to there from Colorado River Union High School District. So
yes,
and he's been doing it, teaching the high school students cooking and whatnot. So, do you think that today students need to learn? Well, obviously you do, but why is it you're thinking that now in high school we're teaching all the students kitchen and prep and preparing food?
Well, I think personally it's just really important for specifically for our area. You know, we're such a hospitality and you know, restaurants and the job market that we have here in our area is really important. And we've proven, I think it's proven that especially Mr. Pinker has had that experience to where he can make sure that the scholars are ready for the workforce, you know, the ones that
right.
are ready to go straight into the workforce and the ones that want to continue their education. You know, we have these partnerships with MCC, and we're building the other partnerships with the other universities that we're hoping that they will continue to learn that and just continue to, you know, to be successful. That's our goal for them, to be successful post-graduation.
Well, I sit back and look at Eric Fox that owns ProFit, which is also going to be right next to you here
yeah.
real soon.
Yeah.
And this is a kid who graduated from Mojave High mm-hmm. and started off in the casinos and worked his way up to sous chef and executive chef and, you know, running properties and stuff. And now he's got two pro fit and ready to open a third one.
Right.
So when you talk about working in a kitchen at the school and learning these things, the sky's the future for these kids.
Absolutely. If you ask any business out there what they need, and it's employees. It's skilled employees.
Right.
So, you know, one of the things that at Desert Star that you know, I love is the idea of pathways. So we're not putting every kid into the academic model that you have to go to college to be a successful human.
Correct.
Because you don't. We need welders. We need plumbers.
And we know
we
that
need electricians.
With ALBI. Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. So one of the things Mr. Osuna has been tasked with is creating that positive pathway for all the students. So if we have a student that says, hey, I really want to be a welder, well,
right.
he's going to gear his pathway to that
okay.
program. So it's very unique that this philosophy is finally happening.
You know. Well, and you have welding at MCC, and you can partner with them for for that class. And then
absolutely.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say that, you know, when ProFit opens next door, that you will be able to tour the kitchen, and some of the students will be able to actually work in his kitchen and learn how to make healthy food, not just a grilled cheeseburger at home.
Yes. Business and community partnerships are very important, and that's something that we want to build, and I think we'll be able to. Yes.
Oh, I guarantee you will, with Eric, because I know him. Yeah. He's one of my sponsors, but he's in here all the time, and I just know his attitude towards young people, and especially he probably doesn't open till like 10 or 11 o'clock, you know. So coming in there early and understanding why he preps the way they do and what they do, that's priceless for students.
Man, with his proximity to our high school, we'll be working with him on our lunch program.
Yeah, you walk through the back door.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he can do lunch for you guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll work too.
One of the things I've had a brief, you know, working relationship with Mr. Osuna, but in that brief time, he definitely has a passion not only for the students, but for the staff and all the teachers. But he also has the compassion, you know.
Okay.
And the future's bright with this high school and with his leadership.
Good. And I mean, you guys today you're going to cut the ribbon, right?
Yes, on our food trailer.
Yes, we have the ribbon cutting for our food truck, our Salty Spartan food truck.
That's
what it was named. We're really excited. It's going to be at 4 o'clock today at Desert Star Middle School. We have the Chamber of Commerce coming. We got a lot of free food samples, so they can start seeing a little bit of what we can do with it. Because not only is it a food truck, but we also, the goal with the culinary program is that they will be doing things like catering. And so we want to make sure that the community knows all that they can do. And it's a free event. So if anybody wants to stop by for the community at 4 p.m., we're going to have some bouncy castles and volleyball for the kids and the young ones and some food for us older people.
And that's part of that real life work experience. These kids are learning. That whole program started from concept in our scholar council class.
Scholar council, right?
All the way to a business plan, fundraising to purchase, all the way down to the artwork to wrap it, and now, you know, it's got the business models.
Well, it doesn't get any better than that when kids can actually work in there and exchange with adults, you know, take their order, make their food at the age of 12 or 13, you know. It sets them up for a great path. And even if they don't go into the culinary field, the experience is priceless. I mean, my son, when he was like 22 or 21, working at McDonald's for a couple of months, he hated it. Mm-hmm. But who's more successful across the entire United States in a burger chain? You know, they got to be doing something right in there.
Right.
And that's why I told him, I said, look, I want you to go in and learn the systems, learn how they do it and why they do it. I don't care if you don't like what they do. Learn what they do and how they do. And every day he called me, Dad, I got to quit. This is terrible. I said, no, you're not quitting. You got to stay there at least 2 weeks, and you got to learn their systems, and you got to learn why they are successful. And that's what you're going to be able to teach with your, especially with a food truck. Oh, my gosh.
Customer service is, you know, so important, and it's, like you said, it's not something that you just know how to do right away. It's something that you got to build, and it's something that we're excited to be able to provide. You know,
I have a friend of mine who owns River Rock Printing and T-shirts and signs and everything else, and Jeff has his customers tell him that his biggest advantage over them is he answers the phone.
Yeah.
Customer service. Mm-hmm. He answers the phone. When you call, it's his cell phone, and it's him answering it. Normally, he can say, who's calling? You know, he can say, oh, hi, Ed, how are you? You know, or it's a brand new customer, and he says, River Rock, and they say, can I talk to you? You're talking to Jeff, you know. And students need to learn that in the high school, that customer service is so valuable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. So, all right, let's take a first break. We're going to come back and chat with these gentlemen some more. Whoop! Hold on. What the heck? Take two. There we go. If you have questions, give us a call. 234-343-1065. Anytime. Write down that number. Keep it handy. You're always, you know, make a comment. Call in. Ask a question. Join us.
east side of Chicago, back in the USA.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine-in, catering, or to-go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's Meal Prep Solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFitKitchen. KITCHIN.com.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
Hi, my name is Colin Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
This is two-time world barbecue champion and host of Barbecue Radio Network, Andy Groneman, and I want to invite you to listen to America's number one barbecue radio show with myself and my co-host, four-time world barbecue champion, Todd Johns.
That's right, Andy. Barbecue Radio Network leads the way with Barbecue Hall of Fame guests as well as other world champions dedicated to raising the game for backyard grillers and smokers everywhere.
This Saturday at 2 p.m. on KNTR Talk, brought to you by Patio Paradise.
This is our town, the place we call home.
Here is the Our Town calendar. The Kingman Farmers Market, exclusively benefiting veterans and their families in the Kingman area, is being held every Saturday at the Mother Road Events Center on Beale Street. Start time is at 9 a.m. Lake Havasu Ballet announces 2 performances of Giselle Act 2, along with Noah's Ark, at the Havasu Performing Arts Center. Shows are April 13th at 7 p.m. and on Sunday the 14th at 2 p.m. Tickets are online at ballethavasu.org. Saturday, April 13th, it's the Street Eats on 66 event at Lewis Kingman Park on Andy Devine. $5 admission. Kids under 10 are free. All proceeds go to Kingman Charities. Go to the events tab at kingmanchamber.com. Also, April 13th, there's a summer kickoff party at the Needles Marina Resort. Country music with Little Town on the event's floating stage runs 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. with free admission. More info at needlesmarinaresort.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. Remember the Hughes Corporation from 74? Hey, coming up the top of the hour, about 10 minutes away, we got news, and then followed by Speak Out from Lake Havasu City with Paul Lavoie. He's going to have the Lake Havasu Chamber in there and Esme Electric. So stick around for that. That's kind of the warm-up show for Sean Hannity coming up at 1 o'clock. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. You just heard the commercial a minute ago. Hey, if 2024 is the time for you to buy a home, maybe you want a vacation home in the Walpies for the summer when it's cooler up there. Yeah. Or maybe you want a mobile home or a pool. Well, or an add-on. Well, you're going to need somebody with some cash, so you call Chad Hansen at Mojave Mortgage. He's got lots of money. 928-288-2691. He's got a vault below his desk the size of the Pentagon underground, and every shelf has money on it. So how much do you need? 200, 300, 400, 500,000, half a million, a whole million? Okay, well, that's not a problem. Call him. 928-288-2691. Say, Chad, how do I come get some of that money? It's really simple. And he will tell you. Come in and see me. No, you can't get into the vault yourself. But he will show you the money out of the vault. ProFit Kitchen. We were just talking about Eric. Now your healthy breakfast, lunch, and dinner is available in Bullhead City and Kingman. Yes. And that ribbon cutting is going to be May 2nd. In Kingman at 4 o'clock. Yeah, how cool. Yeah, 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, smoothies, protein shakes, dine in or carry out. You know, if you're really pressed, you know, to eat it every day, you can become a student at Desert Star Academy High School, and you will. Or you can see the entire menu at ProFitKitchen, KITCHIN.com. TWN Communications, elevate your online experience with fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet. Oh, gosh, it's the greatest thing in the world. We have it here at the studio. Plus, I have it at my home. Yeah, it's great stuff. It doesn't fail. It doesn't fade. It doesn't go down. It doesn't go up. It's always the same. Fort Mojave and Bullhead City, sign up today now at TWNcom.com/Mojave. There's over 23,000 connections out there available right now, and you could be one and you don't even know it. All right. Back with our guests, Ed Catafimo from Desert Star Academy and Mr. Asuna, the new principal for Desert Star Academy High School. So how many students do you see transitioning from your middle school directly into your high school that have gone through Desert Star Academy for 10 years?
So right now we have about 72 eighth graders in at the middle school. We have about 52 of them that have signed up for moving up to the high school. So
okay.
that was really our biggest drive, is the scholars and the parents that wanted that. And so we're really excited. If they didn't want that, you know, obviously we wouldn't be doing this.
Sure.
Yes.
So sure.
About 52.
But you're opening up for other schools.
Yes.
That possibly are parents that might be frustrated with a school and they're looking, shopping around. Because you can do that now.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't do it when we were kids, huh, Ed?
Nope.
But now you can shop around. You can say, well, tell me what you can do for my kid. Tell me what you can do for my kid, you know?
Exactly.
And if you have kids with special needs, sometimes a smaller school is really a better way to go.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We're really excited that we're able to provide that one-on-one and, you know, differentiated instruction for each one of the scholars. And we have an amazing counselor that is going to be doing some guidance counseling. And as a team, we're just going to make sure, again, the goal is to make sure every scholar is successful post-graduation.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that they've got a plan.
Yes.
You know, unfortunately, I have a grandson that's he's high-functioning autistic, but he's graduating from my high school this year and next month. Yeah. It's going to be cool to go back and go, yeah, I walked across that same grass. but he's going to graduate this year. And right now he's going to go to Cerritos College, but he has no goal. You know, he's going to go take general ed classes, and which is a good thing. But, you know, what do you do with those students that don't have a goal at 8th or 9th or 10th grade?
Well, I think the goal, especially with our guidance counseling, is to start opening up their eyes to the possibilities, right? And we're excited because not only do we talked about culinary, but we have all these other programs that scholars can kind of try and see if that's what their passion leads them. Like, we have an amazing fine arts department. Mr. Michelle just put on a presentation, a show, Frozen the Musical,
right,
at the Chamber of Commerce, and our scholars are just extremely talented. And a lot of them, when they started the middle school, they weren't really interested in choir or drama or things of the nature, but they had a chance to try it and they kind of got engaged with that. So we're really excited that they can continue to do that. You know, we have other programs as well. We talked about welding, but we're actually going to have an automotive and welding technology program at our school next year, so that scholars can start looking into some of those things and see if they're interested in it. Digital arts like graphic design and early childhood education, things of the nature. So our goal is to expose them as much as possible to all these programs and give them that possibility so that hopefully they can find a passion in there.
That's a lot to offer students.
And taking them into real businesses.
Yes.
Like, we just did a big tour of Da Foods with a lot of the scholars, just to see how massive of a production
operation
they have over there. The same with the fire department. We've got to do several tours with them. So I think a lot of it is exposing the kids and sparking their interest. And
Da Foods is silly things because you realize they have huge walk-in freezers, but they're at different temperatures.
Right.
You know, you realize they got one freezer over here that's, you know, 11 degrees and one over here that's 31 or something, you know, because different foods have to be kept at different, and it's amazing to walk through that.
The fact that they can bring a whole trailer truck inside to
yes.
load it.
Yeah,
that,
I know.
I know.
Yeah, it's just, it's a turnkey business. I mean, it operates so flawlessly. But it is good that kids can see that, again,
right.
because you're just opening their eyes to what's out there. and understand the systems. I mean, Dot Foods is all a system.
Yeah, we're not about locking kids in the classroom all day long. We want to get them out. We want to get them exposed and get them excited about their future.
Well, and you've been here how many years, Ed?
A few. About 30.
I was going to say, 2-3 dozen? Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you have a lot of connections. I don't think there's too many phones in our town with, you know, between you and the chief of police and Toby Cotter, I think your phones are cloned, but they're full of connections and business people and friendships. And even today, you're going to have people come out there to the ribbon cutting that you're going to go, oh, I want your business card. I want your business card, you know. And it's all about making those connections.
Absolutely.
And being able to take those kids to Dot Foods.
And the businesses love it.
Yeah.
They love it, too. So it's a win-win for both.
And we have Matt Laughlin, who's a local graduate. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, to take some of the students into the gaming side of the Riverside or into the kitchen side of the Riverside or the entertainment side.
Right.
I mean, gosh, there's so many opportunities here, right here in our own community, for kids that don't have to leave town, you know.
Right.
Yes.
And go to MCC and get 2 years and then walk into any one of these buildings and they want to hire you.
Yep.
So I like it. I like it.
Yeah, we're lucky to have Ed. He's been able to help us, again, make those connections.
Don't do that in here.
Hey, he said good things about me, so I got to say good things about him too, right?
You're going to pump him up, I'll tell you. Yeah. Ed's going to be just this big the rest of the day, you know, the size of a football. All right, so the school starts when?
So the big event that we're promoting right now is our Rise of the Titans night, which is April 24th. That's where the incoming 9th and 10th graders can select their classes. We can make sure we got them selected for their electives, their career and technical educations. So that's our big event that's coming up in a couple of weeks. The school will start August 1st, so the fall of 2024.
Okay.
We have some back-to-school nights that are planned so that everybody can pick up their schedules and meet the staff, and hopefully our facilities will be ready so they can tour them and we have everything ready to go from there. But yes, please, the Rise of the Titans event, you know, that's our big event for registration and getting everything set up for the upcoming year.
Are your high school students going to be on Chromebooks in each classroom? Or?
So we have Chromebooks one-to-one, but the instruction is direct. We have qualified teachers for every position, so we're really excited. We send out a mailer that has our teachers' faces and their degrees, and we're really so that know that yeah, they won't be stuck on a Chromebook all day. They'll be, you know, having that real life experience, real life instruction. And then we have Coach Clark that's coming in to run our athletics department. He used to be at River Valley, so he has experience with college recruitment. And we're going to have an 11-man football team. You're going to see some awesome things coming up from Desert Star.
Fantastic. Yeah. This is going to be exciting.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you need to teach them how to swim, Ed knows a little bit about that.
Oh, we're already have plans for that.
If you want your scholar swim team.
Yeah, we'll be having a swim team.
Yes, yes.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in. Great. I'm going to be out there at 4 o'clock. I'm a chamber ambassador, so we'll be there today for your ribbon cutting of your food truck.
Yes.
And maybe we'll walk over and see some of the classrooms.
Yes, it'll be open. So anybody's invited. The community's invited.
Tonight we're doing kindergarten roundup.
Oh, tonight?
Too, so
yeah, after that.
Any little guys or gals, bring them on over.
Okay, and then that starts at what time?
That's right after 4
o'clock. The ribbon cutting's at 4, and then the kindergarten roundup is at 5.
That's 5.
Okay, so bring your older kids at 4 and your younger kids at 5.
Yes.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. That's going to can it for the tuna. Right around the corner after the news, Paul Lavoie will be in your ears for the next hour. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.